I don't see any real change in the currency this year, so therefore we must capitalize on the current weakness of the euro and the pound sterling. Indeed, many other countries are already doing this, and these countries such as Austria, Hungary and the Czech Republic have increased their budget. So I will be saying to the incoming government and the incoming minister that they should assist Falchirn and provide them with further marketing money this year to capitalise, and of course the return on this investment is many, many fold.
The outgoing government set out what it regarded as an ambitious target. You're saying, given the currency situation, given the state of the global tourism market, is not ambitious enough?
Well, I do believe that the target of attracting 10 million visitors by 2025 set out by the government, I believe it could be more ambitious. But in the short term, I believe funding must be made available now to them and to assist Tourism Ireland. And when I look at my own county, and I must say that our office in Donegal, and particularly in Letterkenny, are they doing their utmost to assist the industry. And the function which I attended last night is the Irish Country Hotels and Market House Hotels. They market very aggressively with the support of their own organisation and of Bord Fáilte. So I do believe that there is a good year ahead.